Well, good morning. I'd like to call the Committee on Communications, Energy, and Public Utilities to order. And Kim, would you please call the roll?
Chair Grimsley?
Here.
Senator Cupel?
Here.
Senator Brusso? Senator Bradley?
Here.
Senator Dean?
Here.
Senator Evers? Senator Garcia? Senator Gibson?
Here.
Senator Hudson?
Here.
Senator Sachs? Quorum present, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Kim. Senators, we'll move to Tab 1, Senate Bill 90, the Natural Gas Rebate Program by Senator Simpson. Good morning. You're recognized to explain your bill.
Good morning, and Madam Chair. This bill, Senate Bill 90, this is not my first bill, guys. But Senate Bill 90, this is not good already. Senate Bill 90.
You have a nice tie. I like your tie this morning.
Yeah, see? Thank you, Madam Chair. The we are working, 3 years ago, we put $5 million in the natural rebate program, and the private side gets 60% of that money, and the public side gets 40% of that money. Well, the private side always uses its portion of the money, and the public side does not. So what this does is it changes the back end to say that once all of the initial requests are in for the $5 million, anyone who, if there are additional monies left over, the public side would have another bite of the apple for those dollars. And then if they're still not all used up, then the private side would have the last bite of the apple. That is the bill.
Thank you, Senator Simpson. Members, any questions? Senator Gibson.
Is that like which came first, the chicken or the egg?
You know, it is a lot like that.
Okay.
Yes.
He's not arguing for that.
Okay, we'll move into public testimony. Brewster Beavis is the Senior Vice President with Associated Industries of Florida. Waves and support. Thank you. Frank Walker with Florida Chamber of Commerce. Waves and support. Thank you. Jose Gonzalez with Anheuser-Busch. Waves and support. Thank you. And Donna Simmons with TECO Energy. Waves and support. Thank you. And Dale Calhoun, Florida Natural Gas Association. Waves and support. Thank you. Any debate on the bill? You're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Thank you. Administrative Assistant will please call the roll.
Senator Brusso? Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Dean?
Yes.
Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Garcia? Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Sachs? Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Chair Grimsley?
Yes. And by your vote, Senate Bill 90 is reported favorably. Thank you, Senator Simpson.
Thank you.
We'll move to Tab 2, SJR 170 on Renewable Energy Source Device by Senator Brandis. Good morning, and you're recognized.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Occasionally, a proposal comes along that both the Baptists and the bootleggers can agree on, and this is, happens to be one of those proposals. This joint resolution is designed to encourage the use of renewable energy in Florida. Several years ago, the legislature passed a very popular program that allows Florida residents to make renewable energy upgrades to their homes without having those upgrades considered part of their property tax. This joint resolution simply extends the abatement to all real property so that entities such as commercial business owners are incentivized to make renewable energy improvements as well and not have those improvements increase their property taxes. Additionally, this joint resolution creates an exemption for the tangible personal property tax for renewable energy source devices, protecting individuals or businesses who choose to lease those devices. That's the joint resolution.
Thank you for that explanation. Any questions on the joint resolution? Okay, we'll move into public testimony. We have Susan Glickman with Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. Waves and support. Richard Penske, Florida Solar Energy Installers Association. Waves and support. Richard Turner, Florida Restaurant Lodging Association. Waves and support. And David Cullen with Sierra Club of Florida. Waves and support. Thank you. Is there any debate on the bill? Okay, you're recognized to close.
I'll wave close.
Wave close. Please call the roll, Kim.
Senator Brusso? Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Dean?
Yes.
Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Garcia? Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Sachs? Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Chair Grimsley?
Yes. And by your votes, show SJR 170 reported favorably. We'll move to Tab 3, Senate Bill 172 by Senator Brandis. You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is simply the implementing bill for the joint resolution.
Okay. Any questions on the implementing bill? Okay. We have David Cullen, Sierra Club of Florida. Waves and support. And Richard Penske, Florida Solar Energy Installers Association. Waves and support. Any debate on the bill? Senator Brandis, having waived his close, the administrative assistant will please call the roll on Senate Bill 172.
Senator Brusso? Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Dean?
Yes.
Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Garcia? Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Sachs? Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Chair Grimsley?
Yes. And by your vote, Senate Bill 172 is reported favorably. Thank you. Okay, we'll go to tab 4. We have a presentation this morning on the overview of the Florida Energy Systems Consortium. We have Dr. David Norton here, who is the Vice President of Research at the University of Florida and Interim Director of the Florida Energy Systems Consortium. And Dr. Norton, we're pleased to have you today. Thank you for traveling to be here.
Madam Chair, thank you for the opportunity. First of all, I want to thank the committee for the opportunity to present. My day job is the Vice President for Research at the University of Florida. Go Gators. Knew that. But in this role here today, and my role here today, I'm really representing a statewide consortium of the SUS schools as the core, but many industry interests that was formed back in 2008, which focuses on energy. And the purpose of this particular presentation is that we have been working with the Office of Energy to develop funding and a budget for this fiscal year. That particular budget item is within the Office of Energy's budget request through that office. And this particular presentation is meant to provide information as to the activities within the consortia and also what we plan to do with the funds that would come through that office. So just briefly, the Florida Energy Consortium was created by Florida statute in 2008. The purpose is really to create a united group of experts, primarily starting with the universities within the state, to address energy needs, starting with the state but extending outward. This involves both research activities at the universities, technology commercialization and developing industry activities, outreach and education. FESC, which is the acronym for the Florida Energy Systems Consortium, really consists of a lot of activities and intellectual capital. 400 faculty members, 100 centers and institutes, and over 200 companies within the state of Florida participate within this consortium. Its particular structure is that we report to the Florida Office of Energy, Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. I currently serve as the interim director of the consortium. We have two advisory boards and one oversight board. The industry board is heavily populated with interest within the state, including utilities, and we have a number of activities which I will briefly go over. So in terms of our strategic research thrust, there are really five things that we focus on that are of significant importance to the state of Florida. The first is in the area of biomass. The state of Florida has one of the largest, if not the largest, potentials in terms of biomass for bioenergy going forward for the country and the world. The second is in terms of solar energy, which I'll talk about briefly. The third is energy efficiency and conservation. Regardless of the energy source, you want to be able to use that efficiently and effectively. The fourth is in terms of energy delivery infrastructure and energy storage. And the fifth is unique opportunity for the state of Florida as a peninsula state to harvest marine energy as a resource. So very briefly, starting with the biomass, Florida has a significant potential there. One of the activities that we are involved with is in working with agriculture industry to reprogram land that would normally be, that previously been used for other crops that have since had issues, the most obvious being with citrus greening, with some citrus crops, fallow citrus fields that can be reprogrammed for energy biomass type crops. So this is a very active part, obviously of interest to the commissioner through his office. Second, when you look at the energy potential within the state of Florida, solar energy actually has the highest potential in terms of the amount of energy that can be harvested. We have significant activities at various universities and with industry activities that are focused on both in terms of fundamental research and demonstration projects in the area of solar energy and photovoltaics. Thirdly, the use of energy and doing that efficiently and effectively is important regardless of the source. And we have a number of programs that are looking at that both in terms of transportation and building and residential and trying to understand in particular needs of the state of Florida and how we improve our use of energy for residential is one of the projects that we have going in a number of institutions. We are also very interested in interacting with energy delivery infrastructure within the state. Being a peninsula state, borrowing power from neighboring states is not as easy as when you live in the Midwest. So understanding our particular challenges in terms of grid management and the introduction of new energy sources into the grid are important. So we work very closely with the utility industry in order to understand that and move the state of Florida forward. Finally, in terms of just the uniqueness of the state, the peninsula state, towards the tip of the state, one has potential to actually harvest from the Gulf Stream energy from water, from the motion of the Gulf Stream. This is a project which is primarily driven by FAU, a center there, and we're closely with other universities. But this, again, is part of our portfolio of activities within the FESC consortium. So a little bit of history on FESC research to date. To date, since 2008, we have received close to $38 million in support from the state. We have leveraged that to obtain over $400 million in energy research among the university participants. We feel like that is an outstanding return on investment from the state's investment. Most of those funds were provided during the initial funding for FESC back in 2008. We would like to continue that success going forward, obviously. In terms of commercialization, a significant activity within our consortia is not only to support energy research, but to turn that into commercialization and potentially companies that can export technologies and provide job creation for the state of Florida. Within that vein, we have, through FESC, created 32 new companies through activities. We have licensed over 100 technology licenses to various companies. Over 400 invention disclosures have come from the research within the consortium, and we feel like this has potential for significant growth going forward in the job market. In terms of educational outreach, we work not only with the PhD-granting research institutions, but also with the four-year colleges, two-year colleges, to develop various energy degree programs to support the industry across the state. So in terms of the main purpose here, FESC was originally created by statute and funded in 2008. In 2013-14, we worked with the Office of Energy to create some bridge funding. This actually involved the cost sharing with the University of Florida to keep the program going. We have been working very closely with folks in the Office of Energy to develop a program within their budget, and at present, a request within their budget is currently in there for $2.5 million. About $750,000 of that is for administrative education and outreach support. The balance of that is for research and technology commercialization support, which I'll talk about the specifics of those. So in terms of that, and that's really funds that are really important because we can keep the center sort of going administratively, but at some point you have to bring the players to the table. And to bring the players to the table, you need to provide resources to the participants, which starts with the 12 SUS schools. So in terms of that, we have two items in our current budget request for this year. It's a one-year request. In addition to the support for the administrative activities, request for $1 million that would be utilized for facility support. The idea would be to create state-of-the-art energy infrastructure, which would be available not only for the university participants, but also for industry. And these would be awarded competitively, working with the Office of Energy to review proposals from the various participants. The second is in energy technology development research support. Again, this is partnering with industry to address particular very applied work, which has a potential for technology spinoff. Again, these would be activities that would be peer-reviewed, and the awarding of those funds would be across the system, working very closely with Office of Energy. We have looked in the out years as to what the program might look like. I'll skip over these, but we are working very closely with the Office of Energy to develop a program with them that's consistent with what they would anticipate the consortium to contribute. We have enjoyed significant support from stakeholders within the state, starting with the advisory board, which is heavily populated by industry participants. I have engaged all of the vice presidents for research at the SUS schools who are very supportive of this particular program, as it really represents a bringing together of the state university system and all the universities really working collectively together for something that's important to the state of Florida. The steering committee, again, operates with faculty representation from each of the universities, and we have 20-plus Florida energy industry representatives on the board. And they are all very much supportive of this particular request. So with that, I'll stop and address any questions from the committee.
Thank you very much, Senators. Any questions of Dr. Norton? Senator Gibson.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for your presentation. On, I guess it's page 5 of your slide that talks about the 25,000 direct jobs and 75,000 indirect. Can you just give an example of what those jobs potentially are? Because I'm thinking in terms of trickle down, if you will, from what you all are doing, and including the community and state colleges that are in the communities, and then hopefully that trickles down to high school so we can start to train up our young folks to be able to take these jobs. So what do those jobs look like?
Right. So the types of job creation that we have mainly used in our accounting is associated with the startup companies that are part of that portfolio. I don't have the list available to me at this point, but it's across the state and various companies. We are very much interested in engaging all sectors within the energy economy and understanding how FESC can support that. So this would include not only us looking for technology transfer from within the universities out to various startups, whether they come from that university startup or whether it's a company that we collaborate with, but for other activities. You know, for example, if there is a landowner who has interest in doing biomass production and wants assistance from us and we work with them, to create such a facility, that's also an example of the type of job creation that we have experienced within the consortium. So it really is across the board, really looking to at all parts of the equation. You need more than PhDs to do this type of thing. You need people who actually do the work. You need to have the training programs within the four-year colleges, within the university, folks with bachelors, and folks from the two-year schools as well, who can participate and contribute to that.
Senators, any other questions? Dr. Norton, thank you very much for being here today. We appreciate you taking the time to visit with us and share your slides. Thank you so much. Senator Garcia, you are recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Can you please show me voting affirmative on Senate Bill 90, Senate Resolution 170, and Senate Bill 172?
Okay. Show that. Adopted. And members, I failed to mention that Senator Abruzzo has an excused absence today. And seeing no further business before the committee, we stand adjourned.